Good day. Here at Brookings Radio, we welcome Holly Tilton Byrne, who is candidate for Brookings City Council. Holly, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
And first of all, what made you decide to run for a full term on the council?
Well, for the last 2 years, I've had the privilege of serving on the city council, and I have absolutely been enjoying my time. One of the great privileges I have is having the opportunity to get to talk to folks in the community, hear their ideas, learn about their hopes and dreams for Brookings. And if I can be one piece of that to help make those dreams possible, I just really enjoy doing it and want to be able to continue that process.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I am a Brookings girl. I always tell folks that I graduated grade school, middle school, high school, and college all right here in Brookings. So I'm a proud Bobcat and a Jackrabbit. I have a wonderful husband, Tim, and two little girls. And so we're very excited to be growing our family here, raising our daughters in the same community that I grew up. I have often been involved in city-related issues. Prior to serving on the council, I was the chair of the Sustainability Council. I am now serving on the board of the Domestic Abuse Shelter. I serve on the Downtown Business District Committee with the Brookings Chamber. And I really just try to talk to as many people as I can about all the issues that they care about. That's always been a passion of mine, is just getting to know your community members and your fellow neighbors and the other people who really love Brookings. I work in the nonprofit sector, which I think is something that is a little bit different viewpoint than maybe some other folks are able to bring to the council. And I think it's important to help represent that nonprofit sector because so many people are impacted by it, whether you work for the nonprofit sector or you volunteer or you benefit from the services they're provided. That is a perspective I'm able to bring.
Let's talk about some issues. Sure. For years, we've just been discussing retail in Brookings, how to bring retail to town. Just recently, another delay in the development of the marketplace in Brookings, the old DOT property. Your thoughts on retail in Brookings and what we should be doing and where we might go?
Sure. I think that one of the things we are doing is looking at things like the marketplace. There's other retail development happening in the community. You'll see things like the buildings, the couple of buildings on 6th Street and on Main Street that are kind of mixed use. I think that that has been a good direction for us to go in, and I think that that is a form of retail that will continue to grow. And so I'd like to see us continuing to do that. But I think the area where Brookings truly excels when it comes to retail is encouraging our own entrepreneurs to grow and establish their own businesses. So locally owned businesses, maybe smaller businesses that are born and bred right here in Brookings, that is something that we have been nationally recognized for. And I think that we are continuing to do a good job of fostering that type of community here. And I think that's something we need to continue focusing on.
What can the city do? What
sure.
can we do more?
Yeah. So I think that doing things like partnering with the Downtown Business District Committee in helping them to really look at different things they can be promoting, different programs they can be running or events they can be running. Downtown at Sundown is a fantastic example of some of those things that happen in the downtown district. And just really encouraging that. You know, I think also working with our chamber and our CVB so that we can bring more people to Brookings so that they're shopping here. I know that the chamber has a new director starting soon, and I think that it's going to be great to partner with her and see what ideas she could bring to our community. I think that doing things like the 22nd Avenue project is also something that's very important because the businesses that are all along 22nd Avenue certainly need the road to be in very good condition in order to bring more business. And one of the things that I think is happening in that project that will also encourage more business is the incorporation of the bike path. So folks that are maybe using their bike as a mode of transportation will now be able to have easier access to those businesses. And of course, working with groups like Brookings Economic Development Corp. And making sure that the ideas that are brought to them can continue to be fostered and nurtured.
Obviously, you're familiar with advisory committees, having served on the Sustainability Committee for a while. Recently, there have become a little bit of discussion about that, a little bit of controversy, I think we might even say, with the number of resignations. Rather than getting into that specifically, I would rather ask you, how do you see the role of the advisory committees to the city council, and should they continue?
I wholeheartedly think they should continue. I think it's one of the best resources that we have in our community. The way that I think that their role functions is really to be the experts in the field that they are focused on. And they are able to dig a little bit deeper and do the significant research that's required in order to make sure that we are moving in the direction that we really want to. I know that Brookings is a community that's often the example for the rest of the state. And so I truly believe that that is because of the work that those committees do. I always tell people that on the council, there's seven individuals making decisions, and we can't do it alone. We need to have input from community members. And I think one of the best places we can gain that input is through those committees and those boards. And as long as they continue to bring us recommendations and ideas, I think then they are serving their purpose. And I wholeheartedly support continuing to work with them.
Let's talk a little bit about the old armory. At one point it was voted to tear it down, now decided to take another look at it. And I understand that there is some interest again in its reuse. Your thoughts on the old armory and where we might go?
Well, I think, the council is still waiting to see what those ideas are. And so I think, it's gonna require us to look at those ideas, dig into them a little deeper and see what those purposes might be. I think that if it is feasible to keep that building there and utilize it for a really good purpose and make it usable again, I think that we definitely need to consider that. Whether or not that's the decision the council comes to, I'm not sure, because again, we haven't seen those proposals yet. But it is certainly something that I'm willing to entertain. I do think it's very important that we continue to look at the importance and the significance of historical structures in our community. I think that we have a bright future, and the best way we can make that future brighter is to make sure we remember our past. And so one way to do that is to look at those historic buildings, and if we're able to utilize that building in a good way and save it, I think we definitely need to consider doing that.
Is it worth it for the city to put more money into it, and do you have an idea in mind, okay, maybe this much money? Or
I don't know exactly what the city's role would be in investing money into that project. Again, I think it would depend on which projects we look at and what the proposal would be. I think that if it's a strong proposal that benefits the community as a whole, then I think some level of investment might be worthwhile. But again, without knowing what that purpose would be, it's hard to say. And I probably couldn't say what the amount would be either without knowing what the goal would be for that building.
Unfortunately, drainage has become an issue again this spring in Brookings. Your thoughts on drainage? Is the city doing enough? Can we do more? And what should we do?
Sure. I think that we definitely are doing what we can at this point. We have the drainage fund in place, and that is utilized for these kinds of purposes. But I definitely think knowing where we are, knowing the high water table, knowing that water is and will continue to be an issue, we really need to think about what more we can be doing. And so I think one of the most important things we could probably do is really consider bringing on a water expert, whether someone that can really look at developing and implementing a holistic water plan, what we do with water, how we impact our watershed, what happens with the water that moves through and out of Brookings. I think that that is something we definitely need to be aware of, and we should really have an expert on the city staff to help with that, because it is one of our number one issues. I think that we could also be doing things with everyday projects that could help mitigate some of the flow of water. So some examples of that would be permeable surfaces, especially when we're doing large parking lots or pavement. Any way that we can slow the water movement down, I think, would be really helpful. We could do things like rain gardens in parking lots, so that again, some of that water is being caught as it trickles down. And I think we can look at more creative means that way, in ways that we can help slow the water flow. That would only be helpful. But I would say the most important thing is probably trying to get a staff member on that is an expert in this field.
Obviously, a lot of issues out there. Other than the ones we've talked about, what would you like to work on if you have another term on the council, Holly?
Sure. I think one of the things that we have recently been really, really proud of is the fact that we've gained that 100 score on the MEI index. I think that Brookings is a community that truly encourages diversity and inclusion and equity of all people. And I think that we need to continue to strive for that. That 100 score doesn't come easy. And every time they look at the way you are scoring, scored on that. Some of the indicators change, and you always have to be ahead of the curve and really making sure that you're keeping that as a priority. And so that's something I would like to do. I also think that looking at sustainability is something that's very important. This includes the water issue. I think the way I look at sustainability is really threefold. And so that's environmental sustainability, economic sustainability, and social sustainability. And there are several different topics that fall within those three categories. But I think as long as we are thinking big picture and incorporating sustainability in all the departments of the city, then that will only help us down the line for the future of my kids and my kids' kids. And so on. And I think that mental health also is something that continues to be an area that we need to focus on. We need to encourage more support systems in this community, more resources in the community. And of course, affordable housing is another one that always comes up. There is certainly no shortage of issues that we need to be focusing on, and each and every one of them are important. And really, if you think about it, they all are connected in some way, because like the affordable housing issue, it's not just a housing issue. It's a social issue. It's a workforce issue. It touches so many different things. And so I think making sure that we are thinking holistically, big picture, I think is really important. And also collaborating with area nonprofits, area businesses, other governing bodies like the school board and the county. I think that the more we can sit around the same table and have conversations together, the stronger our community is going to be.
Finally, on April 9th, why should voters vote Holly Tilton Byrne?
I think that folks should vote for me because I am someone who truly loves this community. I am invested in this community, and I have been for a long time, longtime Brookings resident, and someone that just has a passion for the community and the people within it. I think that no matter what, the true leaders in this community are the people who live here and have ideas that they bring forward and are willing to step up. And I'd love the opportunity to work with those folks and help them make those dreams a reality. Regardless of how people vote, I just really encourage people to use their voice and get out and vote either on or before April 9th.
Holly Tilton Byrne, council candidate and current council member. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right here at Brookings Radio.